It's a funny story is we were surrounded by people, and this was at MegaCon Orlando.
Oh, no way.
Dude, we were on the con floor, and this is at the end of the aisle, and surrounded by people. People are walking in front of me between us. I'm just waiting for a gap of between the people walking through so I can nail this shot. And it's just against a black curtain. And I just did my light up and just blasted them. But it was like the first MegaCon I went to. I think I shot this. So it was like one of my first years.
Dude. And it's still
super lucky.
Holds up, man. It holds up. To focus on the faces, man. New set, new background, new place, new studio, new house. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the last episode of 2023 of the Side Project Podcast. Yes! Take a sip out of a Run It Up mug. Oh, it tastes so good. Tastes like glory, tastes like success, tastes like sexualization, and now we got a fourth one going on here, so I gotta come up with something for that one too. But all of the mugs that you see here alongside all of the merch that I'm rocking all the time are available right now on the Side Project merch store, the Run It Up mug, and every mug, I'm not gonna go through and say every single one, every mug also comes in like a tee and a hoodie. Some of them have a beanie, some of them have hats. You never quite know, but they're all there. The Run It Up merch, the Project Part merch, you can see a hat in the background over there on Spawn. The Project Things merch, I think for the Project Things merch is like a show on some streaming service, I think, that copied us. It's really weird. Alongside the Project Gears merch that's out right now as well. I think there's a video game that also copied us. I'm trying to figure all that out and see if I can get the money for all that. Super weird. It's just, you know, being the biggest podcast in the world and all, it gets a little rough. People just want to kind of swagger jack, taking it back to like 2009 with that. But those are all available on the merch store right now. Things are a little bit different. Things are a little bit different. If you tune into the show regularly, you could see the couple different things are placed differently. We got a couple different things going on. Bear with me. I moved, in case anybody didn't know. And new set, new stuff going on. There's going to be even more stuff going on in the next coming episodes as I have stuff that I've ordered, stuff that's coming in, stuff that people are making for me. Shout out to all you guys. You know who you are. And so the set's going to change a little bit as well, such as the second camera on this wall right here. There's nothing. I plan to have something at some point. I'm hoping and editing the audio will be all right because I don't have enough soundproofing. I ordered more soundproofing. I got to fix the boominess in here. So bear with me. It's going to be a nice, cool adventure as the set changes over the next couple months, actually, as I got some things in the works that's going to take a couple months, actually. So that'll be really cool. I'm stoked. I'm happy. I feel really nice in here, and I hope you guys enjoy this new journey. A couple things real quick before we get into the bread and the butter episode. There is a giveaway, I believe. This is being pre-recorded, so I believe right now it's not out, but I believe after this episode comes out, it'll already be announced. But Jay Curtis and I, you guys know Jay Curtis. Jay Curtis and I have a giveaway going on right now, a Christmas giveaway where you can get these awesome, editing Chaz, you'll figure it out. It'll probably pop up on the screen right here, where you can get these awesome Spider-Man emblems for the front and also for the back, and you can look absolutely awesome in your Spider-Man emblems for free, courtesy of me and Jay Curtis. Jay Curtis and I, the Side Project Podcast. Go to the Instagrams, Side Project Podcast with a K, and Jay Curtis, and you can see all the in the caption. You'll see all the details of the entry and how to enter, and what you have to do, and all that good stuff. And we really appreciate you guys, man. I said I was going to give back a lot more this year going into 2024, and these are the things that I want to do. And one last thing, I believe also by the time this episode comes out, I'm doing a special. The first episode of 2024 comes out January 1st, and it will feature live in person Paper Moon cosplay, and we're actually doing something a little bit different for that special first of the year episode. Like about a couple different people actually have requested to do this, and Tahir and Paper Moon Cosplay have talked with them, and what they're going to do is, you know, I'm always interviewing everybody, right? We always got guests on the show. They're coming on. I'm talking with everybody. For the first episode of 2024, we're going to flip the script and she's going to interview me. So something special that she's doing is, and forgive me, I don't know right now because it hasn't happened yet. But I know she's going to do some kind of like Q&A thing, and she wants to get questions from you guys, from people that tune in. If you were going to interview me, what are some things that you would ask me? And she's going to compile it all. I'm not going to know anything. And she's going to put together an episode where she interviews me. So look out for that. That'll be January 1st, but you'll see it somewhere on Instagram. So that's going to be awesome. Sorry, just had to get a couple things out since I'm pre-recording this episode, but let's get to the bread and the butter of this episode, because my guest this week, the last guest of 2023, my guest this week is a giant contributor to the cosplay community, helping to craft, helping to mold, helping to portray, bring to life each cosplayer's dream in a professional, epic, unique, every time you see it, you know it's him kind of way. From photography to edits, from perfect lighting to the perfection of composition, he's worked with a plethora of cosplayers who have been guests on this show or previous cosplays of the week, such as Caleb Weeks, Critical Mass Cosplay, Bat Mateo, Mass Mateo, locking down every Mateo he can, Liz Wonder, Paper Moon Cosplay, Amalia Cat, Superman Fit, and the list goes on and on. He's at almost every convention that you can think of and is pretty much a staple to book him for Dragon Con. I've been an admirer of his work for a long time now. I've gotten to see him work in person and in another long time coming. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Jeff Jenkins Photography.
Let's go.
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Stoked to be here.
Oh,
like
man.
You said, long time coming. I know we've been talking about this for a while, man. So yes. I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah, definitely, dude. I'm honored, man. Rounding out the year. It's such a great way to end the year, dude. And sorry for my long-winded like intro. I had to plug everything. It's the you know, we're rounding the year out. We're pre-recording. I just moved. I gotta knock everything out the best that I can, dude. So I mean, let's not waste any more time, man. I've got you here. Let's get into it, because I want to talk to you about so much stuff. And you've shot a lot of cosplayers over the years, man, focusing kind of more so on portraiture work, whether that be these kind of like gritty backgrounds that complement someone like a DC character, or to these nature-like shots to complement a video game or animation such as The Witcher or Peter Pan. You know, maybe it's these black background shots. I tend to kind of call it these more so like in studio kind of vibes. And I think that they kind of work for anyone, which also kind of translates to these awesome like movie poster style shots that you've also done before that I think could be used for that. Or the iconic stairs in the background that has kind of become synonymous with you at conventions. Regardless of what type of shot it may be, you capture them all beautifully each time, man. And when it comes to capturing these shots in general for cosplayers, do you have like a certain goal that you look to achieve? Is it to bring the character to life through the lens in a way that complements each specific character? Or is it more so just to grab a high quality shot to help further accentuate such a job well done by said cosplayer? I mean, what do you look for when you're behind the lens, and does it matter the character in front of it?
I feel like it really does matter. You know, my goal is always to try to bring that character to life. You know, I try to put myself in a scene with that character, and based on the surroundings, of course, at conventions, you know, I'm sometimes limited. You know, I can't do bright and vivid in a field of flowers if I'm on the stairs at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try and do my best with my surroundings. I always try and encompass all of that into a photo and just bring a scene to life in a cinematic way. Mm-hmm. And granted, I also try and nail all of my work in camera. So of course it's less editing for me in the later days, but you know, I always try and make it a cinematic shot from the get go, playing with lighting, adjusting everything to bring in that background just enough to where it captures the eye, but still makes you focus on the character in the scene.
Yeah, 100%. And you definitely do that with, like, for instance, the Joey Red Hood one here, where the caption says, "Today is filled with red." Like, oh man, Joey Red Hood, previous cosplay of the week, previous guest. The lighting on this is just perfect, man. You know, one half of his face, the other half is dark, and then that kind of gritty background. Like I said before, just bringing that like DC feel to it, you know? And the same with Nashville Night hanging off the side of what could be like a building, or it reminds me of, and I know that this was, I don't have the date in front of me, but this is probably taken way before the Batman came out, the Matt Reeves, the Batman.
Yes.
But you saw that, right? Did you see the Batman?
Yes. Yep.
Remember the scene like atop the scaffolding with him and Catwoman? And it's like,
yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that. Obviously, this is before. Oh, yeah, this was sure. first. But it kind of reminds me of that. The Nashville Night one, where was that? Where was that taken? Like, how did you guys grab that shot?
There's this warehouse in Nashville that we had previously shot a large DC group shoot before.
Yeah.
And we shot over there on the outside of that warehouse on that day. And we saw this bridge. It's like an overpass going over the road. And we just happened to walk over there and... It looked perfect. They could access it. I shot with Nashville Night as well as Mass Mateo in that same area. And you wouldn't really know, but I mean, it's super daylight out. There's cars flying past us. There's like people stopping and waving. And
oh my God, it's Batman. He's all holding on. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
It came out perfectly. And it's got just enough of that grit and grime to tell a story, but it doesn't take away from the character. And that's always kind of my goal.
Yeah, definitely, man. And, you know, and then you've got just to kind of like the contrast between that gritty going into something like with the Witcher cosplay, where she's like on the log and you tons of leaves everywhere, the sword and, you know, it's Ciri from The Witcher, just perfectly done. Michaela.Lee, number one on Instagram. But it's just that contrast, man, you know, from that gritty for the DC to like the nature for the Ciri from The Witcher and then going into... Lucas Pinto costumes, my boy Lucas, a friend of mine, the stair shots at the conventions there, you know what I mean? the at Dragon Con for that one, and you've got RLH, another Red Hood for the stair shots, and then Dark Matter Cause. It's just such an iconic, like Jeff Jenkins shot, man. It's like so synonymous with you these days, you know? And what's cool is like, you kind of mentioned you can't do too much with the stair shots, but... And I mean, yes, I agree, but I also beg to differ just a little bit because like some of these shots, like, you know, you can see the stairs, you can see the background, some of them climb it. But then I've also noticed that you edit these shots too, to where it's like almost pitch black in the background. You can't even see the stairs on some of them. You know what I mean? And it just kind of gives it a little bit more. And in the same vein of like how I detailed out a bit, like about these type of shots, the gritty, the nature, the black background, the convention work, et cetera. As a photographer, as with anything in life, everyone has more so favorites for whatever reason that may be. And in your case, like maybe it's something that's more fun for you to capture or maybe more pleasing to the eye. Is there a type of shot that you favor for any reason, whether it be these examples or anything? Mm-hmm. And is there one that you know, like lesser for any reason?
I definitely lean towards the dark and dramatic, that real gritty vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I love shooting horror. You know, I love shooting DC because it is that dark and gritty, you know, city vibe. You know, you can really get in there with the Red Hood and the Batman and the mask, you know, the Nightwing. You can get in there and get really creative with that dark stuff. And like with the stairs, you know, of course, I don't shoot into the night, but I like to make it look like I shot it at night.
Right.
You know, that's also another one of the goals. I know Brylan, you know, he's out there shooting till 9 PM, but you know, I usually cut it short. Yeah. Usually I cut it short, man. Once the sun goes down, you know, that's when I'm done. I'm ready to rest. So he's over there still killing it.
Yeah. It's crazy. I remember at the last Dragon Con, I had gone back out there like towards the night and he was still out there and he had a line, dude. He had like a couple people waiting. I was like, dude, he wasn't kidding. Cause I had asked him, I don't remember if it was on camera or off camera, but when he was on the show, cause he's a previous guest on the show, and I had asked him how long do you go? He may have mentioned it at the end of the episode. I don't remember, but
I think he's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
That's what I was gonna say. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I was like, dude, like it's like what he has like a full shift, man. That's over 8 hours.
He's a
that's
machine.
Crazy. Yeah, just and barely takes any breaks. Just eat. I saw him eating like right there at the tables, and then like got right back to it. I was like, he's not playing around, man.
Yeah, well, it's like Dragon Con's tough because like there's food places not too far away from where we set up in that corner area.
Right.
But like you don't want to leave all your gear because there's so many people walking around. Yeah. So usually we'll just ask the cosplayer, hey, would you go and like just grab me a chicken sandwich real quick and a bottle of water?
Yeah.
Because you know, most of the time we're not taking breaks. You know, we'll just walk away.
Yeah.
So it's a huge help. And I you know, thank all the cosplayers out there that come in clutch with the bottles of water and the food and keep the photographers going, you know, 'cause that's something we don't think about, and you got to take breaks and you got to force yourself to do it.
Yeah. What are the pros and the cons of working like photography at a convention?
I mean, the pros is just being creative. You know, it's since it's not my full-time job, you know, it's my creative outlet. So it enables me to get out there and just do something creative that I don't normally get to do on a day-to-day basis. And it's just something I love doing. And I love meeting new people and working with friends that I've worked with, you know, throughout the years and just seeing what they bring. And, you know, they're always elevating. They're always raising the bar on themselves and they're just killing it. Everyone's so friendly. Yeah. It's a great community. I wish I'd have found it sooner in life. You know, there's a lot of great people in the community. Hats off to all of them. You know, they welcome me with open arms, and it's been a great thing ever since I first got into it.
Yeah, no, 100%. I got to ask you, since you do work at a lot of cons, what's been one of your favorite or if you have like a top, what's like your top favorite cons to always go back to and work?
Dragon Con.
Right? Damn. Last year was this year was my first time going, man. And oh man, I see what everybody's talking about. Just kind of like basically just to summarize what you just said right now about the community and people in general, like Dragon Con amplifies that so much more. Like you see everybody that like, you know, it's like, it's the one convention. This is going to turn into like a whole promo for Dragon Con right now.
Yeah, I know, right?
But it really is though. It's like the one giant convention that like everybody tries to go to. So you see everybody that you communicate with online. You see your actual friends. You see friends that you only know online. You see people that you haven't met before. You meet them there. It's just a big amalgamation of positivity. And then also on 100%. The business side of things, if you're in it for that as well, it's a giant pot of networking as well. So it's like, it's just fun. It's personal. It's a great time. It's business. It's like everything rolled into one. Dragon Con, still waiting for that sponsorship. In case you want to sponsor the show, we're here.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, serious.
I met photographers that came over from Europe, you know, tons of cosplayers that came over from Europe. And I mean, I'd love to return that as well and go. I'd love to go to MCM in London or Gamescom or, you know, I want to go to European Con. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
As well as the West Coast Con, bro. I'd love to come out and do. No, I want to come out and do WonderCon.
Yeah.
WonderCon would be good.
WonderCon's cool, dude. WonderCon kind of reminds me. Sometimes when I say this, people disagree with me, but hear me out on it for those that know. I feel like WonderCon is a very mini, and I say very for a reason because WonderCon's pretty small, a very mini Dragon Con. And I say that because I feel, I've been to WonderCon, I think 4 or 5 times, and I've never been inside. I've never actually been inside WonderCon. The majority of WonderCon, at least for people that I know and myself, was spent outside in like the infamous fountain that everybody sees. If you're familiar with shots or anybody has seen anything that's tuning in right now, everybody kind of spends time there. It's laid out kind of like Dragon Con in the sense of like a photographer over here, a photographer over there, you know, videographer doing this, videographer roaming. There's like the fountain that I mentioned. Everybody hangs out there. It's beautiful at night as well because the lights come on and they're always hanging lights so you can get beautiful videography, beautiful shots at night. And it's more to me like a mini Dragon Con where it's like, it's for the cosplayers and of course with that comes for the photographers and et cetera, where everybody just kind of hangs out in the middle and gets content and mingles as opposed to kind of like actually going around the convention, you know, something like a San Diego Comic-Con or a New York Comic-Con where you kind of want to be in the convention as well. That's just my personal take on WonderCon. Of course, there's probably people that agree, but the people around me also, you know, a lot of people just hang out there. I would recommend WonderCon, man. It's not a giant one, but it's a cool one to mingle in. Mini Dragon Con, in my personal opinion, man. It's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of West Coast cosplayer friends. You know, they come over for Dragon Con. I met them there.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, with Europe, I'd like to return that favor kind of and them coming to see us. I'd like to go over to see my West Coast friends, you know, and shoot with cosplayers on the West Coast for once.
Dude. Yeah, definitely.
And there's a lot of friends of mine that go to WonderCon. It's always it's always highly recommended. So, I mean, it's definitely on my list towards the top.
Yeah, 100%, man, 100%. And forgive me if I'm in any way incorrect about how I word this, but your photography is unique in the sense that in a community that has become, I think, personally, bigger on these hyper-realistic edits for their cosplays. I don't believe that is quite something that you partake in the same way as someone like previous guest Brylan Imagery does, for instance. And there's nothing wrong with doing so, and there's nothing wrong with not doing so. And this isn't to say that there isn't any edit work involved in the photography that you do thereafter the shot is captured, but you seem to focus more so on portraiture work, as we previously said, and almost more so using your surroundings when in a location that calls for it to help bring the cosplayer to life and almost keep a realism in the photo work itself as opposed to hyper-realistic. Am I kind of correct on that? And is there a specific reason that you do the things that you do and the way that you do it?
The way I see it is, you know, there's many different genres of photography.
Right.
And then even in cosplay photography, you've got, you know, a few different branches. You know, you've got your creative portraiture side, which is my side, where I'm manipulating light and I'm working with my surroundings to actually, you know, create an image in camera without all the Photoshop editing. Nothing wrong with that. Like you said, I'm all for it. My hat goes off to all the guys that kill it in Photoshop.
Yeah, that's
I personally don't have
beast.
The patience for it. So, you know, there is a lot of detailed work in there. Like, you know, Ryan Sims and Brylan Imagery, you know, they're all killing it in the composite world. You've got that composite world and you've got, you know, the creative portraiture side of the photography. I like to capture it in camera the best I can with the surroundings I've got. Mm-hmm. And of course, like I said earlier, you know, I always like saving myself time on the editing end. You know, recently, I think it was 2 Megacons ago, I had a ton of Star Wars cosplayers, which means a lot of lightsabers. Well, you know, with the flash, you know, it knocks out that LED light. It's gone. It looks like they're standing there with a tube. And so that has to go in post, you know, you got to go in and Photoshop that in. And, you know, so I had to teach myself bits and pieces of Photoshop. And, you know, I found myself going in and, you know, watching a lot of the same videos that a composite photographer or composite artist would typically watch, but I pull bits and pieces from it. And a lot of those things, you know, come hand in hand with, you know, if I got to add something, or, you know, I recently shot a Blue Beetle and there's a ton of lighting that has to be done. And the flash kills that, you know, the flash destroys that in any kind of photo. So I had to go in and add all that back in post. So, I mean, some bits and pieces I'll mess around with in Photoshop, but for the most part, the majority of my photos are all as they were right there. I try and bring the environment in, capture it, tell a story, and do as much as I can in camera.
Wow. Yeah, dude. And that's a whole, like, I mean, both sides of the spectrum there, like doing it all in the camera, doing, you know, editing work. They're like two separate beasts and just beastly in their own. Like it's such a creative and admirable thing to be able to do so much natural and organic editing, I guess you could kind of say, in the camera work, because you're not really doing the editing. You're doing it right then and there. And then to be able to, on the other side, to do something like a Brylan Imagery or a Ryan Sims, or even previous guest graphics by JMD, to all this composition and bringing all this crazy editing work, hyper-realistic versus more so keeping it realistic and using your surroundings to bring to life the cosplayer, the character, the subject in general, even if it's not a cosplayer or whatnot. It's its own beast. And I mean, hats off to you and kudos to you, man. I know a lot of people like that too. One of my good friends, he's not in the cosplay world. He is in entertainment though. He's in the music industry and he's a photographer in the music industry. And he's all about natural lighting. He doesn't even prefer to use like actual lights. He wants to use the lighting in his surround. Of course, sometimes you have to use lights, you know, but he prides himself on trying to be able to use all the natural lighting, especially if it's outdoors. But even at certain venues and stuff, he tries to get like really cool shots where it's all natural lighting, no photography lighting. So it's like all these different beasts within photography. And it's just like kudos to everybody that's able to pull off the way that they do things. And speaking of, you know, editing, portraying, capturing, earlier I mentioned these nature-like shots, and briefly I mentioned Peter Pan, and what that was an actual reference to was a shot that you did, I believe, in around 2018, 2019 of Alt-Tab VO's Tinkerbell. And the reason I bring this up, man, is because of the way it has this, like, effect to it where she looks as if she's smaller a bit than her surroundings. And I'm sure we've all seen those kind of edits, whether it be a Tinkerbell or an Ant-Man or whatever the character may be that is, you know, shrunken down to size. And they always do a great job, the editors who do that. But to me, there's something different with the way that you captured this. And I don't know if it's the capture itself, being that you just spoke about how you don't really do too much editing. You try to do everything in the camera work. Such as like there's this shot of her sitting on this ledge here, if you will. And there's a difference to me with this shot than other shots of this style. It's almost as if you shrunk down with her and took the shot of her, as opposed to us looking directly at a smaller version of Tinkerbell. At least that's just the way it comes off to me. How did you achieve this look if this was like what you were going for at all?
No, I mean, that's awesome to hear. I mean, that's always the goal, is to make you think, you know, to draw you in and figure out, how did he do that? You know, and like, you know, get that intrigue. You know, that's what I want my art to create, you know, is that intrigue and get someone and just draw them right in. And so, you know, this shot, we saw this little curb sitting there along the water. This was in the springs down in Florida before we moved out of Florida.
Right.
You know, we saw this little curb there next to the water. And I was like, you know, this is perfect. It's a nice little leading line. It just kind of takes your eye right to her as you're looking at it. And it just carries throughout the image. And even with just the profile shot, I feel like it was a great image. And it worked. And I threw in the little glare after the fact. I mean, it was my early attempts at, you know, some Photoshopping work.
Yeah.
Just to have something off to the right, because I felt like it was too much negative space.
Right.
So I threw a little bit something there. You know, nowadays it might be a little bit better. I might, you know, I need to go back and I always like going back and touching old edits and, you know, getting back in there and see what I can do nowadays. Because, you know, I think even Brian had mentioned, you know, you go back and you're like, damn, I thought that was good.
He did. He said he looked back at a lot of them and he's like, man, I thought that was like the most amazing thing I've done. Yeah. And now I go back and I'm like, oh God, I could fix this.
So it's like, you know, I got lucky. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw the leading line. I liked it the way it looked, and it just worked perfectly for that image. The angles worked out great.
Yeah.
Keeping her center like that, the composition of the photo, it just worked really great. And I love that shot.
Yeah, it's an amazing shot. And I love things that kind of step outside of the superhero realm every now and then, you know, being that this is a show that talks a lot about like Marvel and DC and superhero stuff. It's always fun to kind of go outside of that realm, still stay in pop culture and things like that, and visit something like this, like a Tinkerbell. You know, I think we all kind of grew up with or on Disney as well. So, you know, everybody's kind of a fan of something Disney somewhere in there. And of course I did. I grew up on like Peter Pan and stuff like that. And so it's always cool to see. And then from a creative aspect, just like the way you shot this, again, to me, I do videography and I don't really dabble too much in photography, but I do videography and stuff. So I always kind of look at things from a creative aspect as well. And just to see this shot, like, I don't know, man, if anybody else, hit the comments if this is a promo clip, or hit the comments on YouTube and tell me what you see from this and what you get from this. But to me, instead of like shrinking Tinkerbell down, I swear to me, it gives the vibe like you shrunk down and like you took a picture of her, because it looks like the surroundings are bigger. And I don't know if I'm getting my point across in my mind, but that's the vibe that I get. The surroundings look bigger, and you guys both equally look like you were the same size in this world of big, you know, like in this big world. And I love the way that it came out. So, I mean, shout out to you for that one, man. I saw this and I was like, wow, this is really cool. A job well done. And shout out to definitely, dude. And shout out to Alt-Tab VO for her Tinkerbell, man. You guys go check her out. She's a voice actress. I don't think she's doing too much cosplay anymore, but you may be interested in her voice acting as well. But amazing Tinkerbell if you see this, Alt-Tab. I want to talk with you a lot more. I got a lot more that I want to talk to you about, man. But before we do that, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. Oh, and this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than It's a long time coming. Cap, Bat, America. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about on your left now. And it is of his Captain America. And this has been a long time coming, man. Like, I mean, long time coming, dude. We are knocking him out today because we've also got another long time coming guest, Jeff Jenkins Photography here as the, like I said, as the guest of the last episode of 2023. And I'm repeating this in case this becomes a, well, it is going to become a promo clip on Instagram. In case you didn't watch the entire episode on YouTube right now, we are talking with Jeff about all kinds of things, photography and cosplay and et cetera, et cetera. Go check it out if you haven't and you're only seeing this on Instagram. And these are Jeff's photos, all the photos that I'm going to throw up. We're going to throw up a few of them here. They're absolutely phenomenally done with the black background, with the lighting, just accentuating Cap Bat America's Captain America here. This is phenomenal. Cap Bat, your suit is amazing, dude. Unmasked Studio on the suit there. The cowl is by Mascara's Cowls, Cowl Comics. And then, of course, Jeff Jenkins on the photography. I love the wings on the helmet there. It's amazing with the big Captain America A. You're looking down. You're holding the shield. Everything's phenomenal, dude. From the chest to the shoulders to the gloves, it's perfect. It looks like you got, let me zoom up. Looks like you've got, oh, okay, no, it is the gloves. But from a distance there, it looks like they're kind of wrapped there on your wrist, but they're not. It's a full glove, but it's amazing to the knuckles and everything in between, dude. I love all of it. And the caption for this one says, "I'm with you till the end of the line." And I want to throw up another photo here. And the caption says, "On your left." And this is him literally running on your left. Beautifully done once again. Beautifully captured. You can kind of see the shield. It's got that, it's like battle worn a little bit, got that weathering to it. Perfect. And I want to throw up another one. And he's got the Thor hammer, Mjolnir, and everything in hand. And the quote, I want to read the quote. I like this one. "The price of freedom is high. It always has been. And it's a price I'm willing to pay. And if I'm not the only one, then so be it. But I'm willing to bet I'm not." Cap shield up, like arm up like this. Thor's hammer in the other hand. He's looking off, looking a little serious. I love the wings once again on the helmet and everything. This is just... It's just beautifully done, man. Everything from head to toe. It's been a long time coming, man. I've been wanting to feature you as a cosplayer of the week. You have been in the vault, like I said, for such a long time. And and Jeff, since we've got Jeff here, the actual photographer of this week's cosplay of the week, do you have anything you want to add, or anything you want to, or maybe a story, or any details behind the scenes when you shot this, if you remember? I mean, just anything that you'd like to add about this this Cap Bat America's Captain America.
Yeah, man. Dude, his cap is phenomenal. You know, hats off to Unmasked Studio, the textures of that suit. You know, I love shooting those suits that have such a great texture because it comes through. I mean, if you look at the lighting and how it just rims him a little bit on the sides.
Yes.
And how it just catches just enough, but you can kind of see that texture in there.
Yes.
I love that. That's what I always, I love seeing that hopping in my booth at MegaCon or mm-hmm. if I see him walking around at DragonCon, you know, I love seeing suits like that. It grabs me and I'm like, dude, let's shoot. Come on over here. Let's shoot. Yeah. Yes. You know, he perfectly portrays Captain America.
Right.
This whole shoot, you know, he's super awesome guy. Cool as hell to meet. And I'm stoked to see him again at MegaCon 2024 coming up here soon.
Yeah.
So that'll be a great time. And I'm definitely stoked for it. And I was happy as hell to shoot these images with him
right
last year.
Yeah, you did an amazing job, man, on the photography.
Thanks, bro.
Cap Bat, it's just a perfect combination. And I like it because, like, I feel like a lot of, and there's nothing wrong with this, but I feel like there's a lot of like Captain America shots are like in the daytime. They're kind of bright. You know, you mentioned earlier in the episode, you know, you do like shooting DC stuff because you like the dark and the gritty. So I like, and I believe there is I'm not going to waste the time trying to find it right now, but I believe that there is in one of his captions, he mentioned something about how he liked the different feel that you brought to his Captain America with the like dark background and then the bright colors of the suit and everything. I think they complement each other the way that you shot this, and you guys complement each other being, you know, Captain America bright and standing for America, but then this dark background and the light, you know, accentuating him perfectly. I just think it's a job well done, both of you guys, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
thank you.
Of course. If you guys aren't following Cap Bat America, please go follow him on Instagram right now, spelled exactly how it sounds, because Cap Bat America, your Captain America cosplay of the week for me and Jeff Jenkins Photography is amazing. Since we were talking about DC stuff earlier, we just got done with the cosplay of the week, talking about Marvel with Captain America. You take a lot of shots of characters from Marvel and DC, amongst many other genres as well. But I definitely say it is a lot of Marvel and DC, Spider-Man, Captain America, Batgirls, Batman. But the guy behind the lens... Who does the guy behind the lens like, you know? And I don't mean cosplayers, I mean characters. Do you have a top 3 to 5 Marvel characters and a top 3 to 5 DC characters that are your favorites?
I'd say I'll go with 3. Let me stick with 3.
Okay.
You know, Marvel, dude, love Wolverine. I've always loved Wolverine.
Man. Yeah.
You know, Wolverine's always been a favorite, you know, watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Right.
You know, just killing it.
Yep.
I love Spider-Man. Spider-Man's always been a favorite.
Yep.
You know, just the, I mean, hell, Peter Parker, he's got a camera, you know,
it's just, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
So, let's see another Marvel character, you know, Iron Man's always a favorite.
You can't go wrong with Iron Man.
Yeah. I mean, just the armor suit and everything. Yeah. And, it's amazing.
Yeah.
DC. I gotta go Batman, you know, 100%.
Classic.
Love Batman. Love that dark, you know, gritty vibe. The city. Of course, you know, not having all the superpowers. You know, man, the dude's just out there killing it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, dude.
Opposite end of the spectrum on DC. You know, I like Red Hood, of course.
Red
you know,
Hood.
I like Deathstroke. You know,
Deathstroke,
I
mean, Deathstroke. Yes.
Yeah, love Deathstroke. You know, me being military, you know, I love the tactical feel, you know, the armor and the background there. I say that's probably my 3 and 3.
Classic picks, man. Classic picks. And I mean, since we're asking some random questions here, I'd like to get into a quick segment that I like to call Shotgun Questions. And what Shotgun Questions is a little bit more of a rapid fire segment where I ask like 3 to 4 questions, depending on time, where, again, like I said, it's supposed to be a little bit rapid fire, but it never ends up being that rapid fire. We always end up talking about it, and that's okay. Some guests know that it's coming. They just don't know when it's coming. Some guests don't know that it's coming at all. And it's not any crazy serious questions. It's all fun and games. And we'll start with, is there a character that you've always loved across anything pop culture related as a photographer that you have not shot and would love to?
Actually, you don't see it a lot over here, but I've always liked, dude, did you ever play like the Blood Rain series?
Yes. Yeah.
So like with like the big glaives.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like that'd be a super fun thing to shoot. It'd be amazing, especially with like the dark, gritty vibe,
exactly.
You know, in a city, like in an alleyway somewhere.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I mean, I've seen Lilith pop up.
Yes.
I've from been Diablo that pop up. And I've seen amazing Lilith out there. I'd love to shoot
that
a Lilith.
Be so cool. I like that you choose video games. I love that you choose gaming characters.
Oh,
that's
dude.
So cool, man.
Yeah. Gaming is the rest of my time. So.
Yeah, me too. Me too. You shoot a lot of cosplayers yourself, but I don't know if you've ever cosplayed yourself. So if you were going to, whether it ever happens or not, let's just hypothetically say, if you were going to, do you have a character that comes in it comes to mind for you to cosplay yourself?
There was one a while back that I started thinking about doing. It was whenever the Assassin's Creed Valhalla was coming out.
Yes.
And dude, I wanted to do the Viking.
Yeah,
you know, I wanted Ivor, to take advantage of the beard.
Yes.
Yeah, Ivor.
Dude, you'd make a great Ivor, dude. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I wanted to do Ivor from Assassin's Creed. Love the Assassin's Creed series.
Same.
And when I saw that coming out, I was like, oh.
Yeah, dude.
So I started pricing things out, and I started, you know, putting together a list of things that I would need to come up with to cosplay Ivor. And got to the end, I'm like, you know what, though? But I need camera gear. So I was like, I'd rather spend it on camera gear.
Right? I know how that goes, man. I know how that goes. I'm doing the same thing, procrastinating with stuff. I'm always buying new gear, new stuff for the pod, new stuff when I go to conventions. Yeah. And but my cosplays are coming. They are coming. I'm not gonna stall on it that much longer. Okay.
Yeah, they say eventually it'll happen.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure one of these days I'll come up with something I want to do. Give me some ideas.
I still say Ivor, dude. You should do it, man. That you'd make a great Ivor, dude. All right, let's get into one that's a little bit harder.
All right.
Out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You can only choose one, and the rest and their universe cease to exist. Who do you pick?
Keaton.
Keaton. Wow, I thought it was going to be hard. Keaton. You picked pretty fast.
No. Yeah, going Keaton, man. You know, growing up, you know, watching him on screen and just killing it.
Yeah.
I love the Keaton Batman.
Yeah, no, classic. You can't go wrong. Yeah. I'm Batman. I love it. I love I like how Michael Keaton goes around everywhere, even in like, even for like talk shows and promos and interviews for like Spider-Man. He was like, "I'm Batman," like all the time. I love how he does that, dude. So cool. And lastly, if you could time travel to any time period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to 3 different choices.
Dude, I want to see how the pyramids were made.
Yes, me too.
ancient Egypt.
Yes, dude, I think about this too much, dude. Too often.
I want to see the stones coming together. I want to see the pyramids being built. I would just that's one time period. I'm a huge fan of ancient Roman time period.
Me too. Like
Spartans or ancient Rome.
Yes.
You know, would love to see that. You know, I got a. Got to shoot the 300, the Spartans at DragonCon, and that was I've been wanting to shoot that for a while, and that was like a dream come true. So definitely, you know, ancient Rome, Sparta, you know, that whole time period.
Yeah.
And then, you know, why not take a trip into the future, you know, 30, 40 years and just kind of see what's going on.
Yeah.
See what cameras they're using in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Right. See where technology went.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell probably just, man. You know, eyeglasses or contact lenses at that point. And
You just look, blink, take the shot.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely, man. All right. Well, that was shotgun questions. Continuing on, man. You've been doing photography for quite a long time, so it seems, dude. You're very knowledgeable. You're very experienced. And I'm curious, like, how did you get to that point of knowledge and experience? Like, are you self-taught? Where and how did this journey of photography begin for you in the first place? And then when and how did it turn into a focus on cosplay?
Probably 2016, 2017. My wife and I, we had a photographer come out to the house. We were living in Florida. Photographer came out, took pictures of us, and we went through the whole process. And I was like, you know, we live so far out here, it's difficult to find someone to come out and do photos for us. So it's like, you know, I'll just get a camera on Black Friday and we'll just take our own photos, you know, with us and the dogs. And, you know, just we were living in a log cabin at the time. It was a beautiful scene. And so got a camera. And then, of course, that turns into another thing. I'm shooting family portraits for neighbors you know, it's kind of snowballs. Mm-hmm. And then, I liked doing it. It was that creative release. It was, you know, that time away from the daily stresses. And, you know, I highly recommend it for anyone that, you know, has those day-to-day stresses to find a creative outlet like that, 100%. Like photography or drawing or painting or, you know, something where you can just get that energy out.
Yeah.
So, it's been amazing for me. You know, I love the fact that I found photography. I wish I'd have found it sooner in life, just like the cosplay community.
Yeah.
But it's been amazing. Love it. I think it was 2017. Star Wars Celebration was in Orlando.
Right.
And I'm a huge Star Wars fan and I wanted to go check it out. So I go to this, you know, convention there in Orlando, which was gigantic. It was super crowded. The line was like a 4-hour line out the convention center.
Jeez.
And luckily I had bought 2 tickets, but my wife couldn't go. And someone that was already in line wanted to buy my spare ticket. So they let me hop in line with them. They had stayed there overnight.
Wow, dude.
So yeah, I was like up towards the front. Oh yeah. Yeah. It was like perfect. It worked out perfectly. And I got up there, got in line, got inside, and fell in love. I saw all the cosplay going on. I had my camera with me. It was my first camera, but, you know, I took some haul shots, and I was having a great time capturing some of the cosplayers in there. And I was like, you know, this is amazing. You know, I had seen things about Comic-Con and stuff like that in the past, but I never knew it was such a big community until I went to Star Wars Celebration. And then I saw MegaCon coming up. Mm-hmm. Went to MegaCon and ever since then, it's been a niche for me. You know, my market, you know, I was just able to get in there and kind of really get creative. You know, I've found, and a lot of photographers will tell you this in our community, that, you know, the photographers that are in the cosplay community, we all prop each other up. Whereas in like other genres, it's really cutthroat, you know, like wedding photographers, like, dude, you got to be on your game and posting comments and you got to be on people and advertising, blah, 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 blah. And in cosplay, it's like we all just pop each other up and, you know, we help each other out. You know, we share YouTube videos on how to do something or, you know, we share info on new gear.
Yeah.
You know, if someone needs something, a battery, a light or whatever, we all help each other out at conventions. Yeah. And I've found, you know, a really good home in the cosplay community, right, especially with the other photographers that are buddies of mine down, especially down in Florida. You know, that's where I started. You know, MegaCon, that's one of my, I'd say it's probably tied with Dragon Con as my favorite.
Nice. Yeah.
Just because, you know, that's my home con. It's one of the first cons that I really got my, you know, foot in the door with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got a huge family of friends that go to MegaCon every year, and it's so great going back and be able to see them every year and, you know, just spend right. time hanging out. And I mean, it, of course it helps. They give me a booth there. I'm a guest at the show.
Nice.
And I get to, you know, hang out and see everybody at my booth, but just going back to see them is phenomenal. It's worth it. You know?
Yeah, it's just a snowball effect of all kinds of things. And I feel like one common thing out of every conversation that we've had here, and a lot of people that are on the show, obviously, too, is the positivity that is included within this community from all aspects. And I know everybody's experiences are different, but at least for mine, at least for, you know, the majority of the guests that I've had here, they always have that positive outlook of like, you know, some are a little bit more in depth of like, you know, cosplay saved my life. I was in a dark place and it really helped me out. And then, you know, and it's a little bit lesser of just, you know, whatever that may be, but it's always this positivity, whether it be in the form of just fun, whether it be in the form of business, networking or hobbies or whatever the case may be. I feel like a common theme throughout this episode and then throughout a lot of talking with people about how they got started in cosplay, whether it be a cosplayer, videographer, photographer, editor, whatever it may be. It's always this like snowball effect of kind of how it started. And then it kind of ends with, you know, but it's one of the best communities I've ever been a part of. And it's like, it's so 100%. Cool to see that. And that's, you know, one of the reasons myself that when I started this show, I always catered to the cosplayers in the cosplay community because I feel that positivity myself as well. And I want to do everything to keep that alive. So it's cool to hear that from photographers and everybody else that it's helping keep that alive. And it's really cool to see all of that come together, man. It's awesome. And from the beginning days to, you know, somewhere in the middle to here and now, you know, from the wedding photography to the first time you went to the Star Wars convention and did all those things, how do you think that your work has change leading up to now, you know, what do you feel is different with your progression and how do you feel that you've progressed?
I feel like, you know, I really kind of fell into my own style. I kind of found my style, I shot a little bit here and there, and I've worked with a ton of amazing cosplayers, a ton of amazing people. And, you know, doing so, you know, just continuing to shoot and continuing to shoot, I found my style. And I feel like that was probably the biggest thing is just finding my own little place with my style that I can put my name on. You know, if someone, I don't see it that way, but I've been told it's like, they see a photo and it's like, that's a Jeff Jenkins.
Yeah,
but
100%.
You know, I don't want it to be that way, but I guess it is. I don't know. It's difficult to explain, you know, because I don't toot my own horn. You know, I'm not out there, you know, saying that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I don't know, just finding my own style in there and emulating other photographers that, you know, I look up to, you know. There's a ton of amazing photographers that I follow. And it's not even has to do, you know, with cosplay. There's a ton of landscape photographers that I pull bits and pieces,
right?
You know, right. And you know, I look up to them and I follow them. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that some amazing artists put out there. It's like, never stop learning, you know, always push, never stop, never give up. You know, I tell a lot of photographers, like, you know, you go out there and you think you have to go to a convention to shoot cosplay or to shoot anything. And I'm like, dude, just put a stool in your living room and put a light up and just spin it around and try different angles.
Yeah.
Learn your lighting.
Right.
You know, just do something to shoot, you know, don't let the camera sit there and collect dust.
Yeah.
100%. So, I mean, I feel like that's probably the biggest thing is just finding my style over the course of time, was probably the biggest part of that.
Yeah. And you do. I know you said you didn't want to like toot your own horn, and I don't think of it as like tooting your own horn or anything, but there's nothing wrong with like taking pride in where you started and how far you've come and kind of in a sense, somewhat understanding, I guess, that you do have something unique in the way that you do things. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just personally appreciate the humbleness. Hell yeah. But I agree with the people that say that. Cause I mean, I said it myself and I said it in the intro too. Like you do have this like every time you see it, you know it's a Jeff Jenkins photo. I mean, because the logo's in the bottom. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
No, because you have the style, you know, and,
yeah.
And it does ring true. And it is really cool. Hopefully people understand like the, what you said earlier too, like the, just not delving too much into Photoshop and doing it all like in the camera work right then and there, because that just brings that uniqueness forward in a time where Photoshop is at an all time high where, and again, yeah. Nothing wrong with anything that I'm saying, with either side. I mean, you know, Photoshop's at an all time high, Illustrator's at an all time high. These hyper realistic shots are at an all time high. AI is at an all time high.
Yeah.
And you know, to do it organically, to do it naturally is a feat in itself. So I'll toot your horn for you, man.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll trade in some of my, my sexy project points for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, dude. You mentioned like Blood Rain. You kind of mentioned Diablo earlier when we were doing a shotgun yeah. questions. And I gotta double up a little bit. Not exactly the same question, but kind of in the same field a little bit. Do you have anything photography wise in the whole realm of photography? It doesn't have to be cosplay or anything. Something that you've always wanted to do or achieve. Like, do you still have anything? Is there a goal you personally feel that you haven't reached, whatever that goal may be?
I think it'd just be, you know, to make sure that, you know, I never stop learning, mm-hmm. you know, that I stay after it, you know, stay hungry in photography and, you know, keep shooting more and more and more. You know, eventually there's going to become a time where I can't make it to conventions and walk around all the time. But,
yeah.
you know, I think that's the goal is to just keep doing it while I can. But, you know, I also always want to shoot other types of photography. Like I'd love to go to like Banff in Canada.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, shoot Moraine Lake there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it's a beautiful landscape. I like taking trips like that. I like doing right. some travel photography here and there.
Yeah, I love that stuff, actually. I don't talk about it much, but yeah. I actually, you had mentioned like you kind of take inspiration from landscape photography and things like that.
Yeah,
and I love doing that with my videography too. Like I love looking at and being inspired by and admiring like nature photography, landscape photography, like all these kind of things and videography as well. And like I do just for myself, I've only posted like a couple of them, but I do like nature videography and stuff too, but I kind of just do it for fun. I kind of want to post it more, but it's just not really my fan base, I guess you could say, or like my audience right. or my following. So like
sure.
I really don't, but I admire that stuff too. It's like, that's also another whole ball game. The same with like animal photography and videography. That's, that's nuts. You know what I mean? So my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to interject say that I relate to you on that level.
Yeah. No, I love that. I mean, I feel like it makes you more well-rounded, you know, in an art form is if you try other things, you know,
yeah.
you don't stay in your little lane, you know, mm-hmm. jump outside every once in a while, like, every couple of months, you know, now that it's cooler out, I like to get out every couple of weeks yeah. and just go do some street photography,
yeah.
you know, just mess around with it, you yeah. know, no flash, just natural lighting
right.
and just get out and do some architecture or, you know, some candid shots of people walking around Nashville.
Yes, exactly. You know, sometimes those shots kind of, no, go ahead.
Yeah. It just kind of flexes that muscle, that creative yeah. muscle a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes like those shots of the architecture, like you said, like buildings, if you get like a low shot going up and you got these beautiful buildings, or even if it's just a leveled and all the beautiful buildings in the background, sometimes like street lights, I always get intrigued yeah. by like old school street lights. Like if you come across sure. like an old town or something and there's like those old street lights, I love those. Or like the like old school clocks that towns used to have and stuff. Like all like, I love old town stuff. It just I don't know what it is about it. Maybe it's the time travel nerd in me.
Yeah. You know, it's mean? like the New Orleans style with like yes. the lamp, the flamed lamps that yes. are actually flames.
Exactly.
They're not fake, you yeah. know, fake fire.
Yeah, exactly. And capturing yeah, no, those, it's like a story within a story, you know?
100%.
It's so cool.
100%.
Dude. I'm a big horror fan, man. And you have these shots yeah. of Pinhead and Pennywise respectively, not in the same shot. Baby Cakes cosplay as Pinhead, amazing cosplay, amazing shot that you took. It's just gorgeous, dude. And then you've got Nick the Clown and Lexi Grace Love as Pennywise and Beverly Marsh, looking like yeah. it could be a promotional poster for the movie. Both of these shots, maybe like an indie movie that I'd love to shoot one day. Cosplayers, hit me up. Let's make it happen. But I love these, man. And I'm a huge fan of a lot of your work. And I've featured a lot of it on the show in discussion during Cosplays of the Week and so much more. And I always love, I mentioned this earlier, I always love kind of stepping outside the box of just superhero content and delving into like gaming, which is so cool that you mentioned a lot of gaming here today, and then horror, yeah, which you also mentioned you're a fan of. And I just love these, man. And while we get ready to round this out and wrap this up, of course, man, I just... these are just phenomenal, and I just wanted to mention them. I couldn't let this episode go on without mentioning that these are some of my favorites of yours. And speaking on that, since we're kind of, you know, outside the realm of Marvel and DC, like what's, or even inside the realm, what's next for you? Like whether that be something personal you want to touch on or within your photography, like what does 2024 hold for Jeff Jenkins?
Hopefully one of my bucket list cons, you know, I want to do a WonderCon. I want to do an MCM London, you know, I want to do some big con that's not, you know, my norm, you know. Yeah. I always hit Dragon Con. I always hit Mega Con. There's a few local cons here in Tennessee that I hit. That's just more so for, I like hanging out with the network here, the community, and just getting out and hanging out with other photographers here locally. You know, it's great to see them out and about killing it. And, you know, try to, you know, convince them to come down and Dragon Con, you know, it's always the part of the conversation.
Place. Yeah. I feel like for some, we're all always trying to convince people to go to Dragon Con. Like now that I've gone, I find myself doing it too. Just having conversations with people like, have you been to Dragon Con? And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. You haven't? Let me tell you 10 reasons why you should be there.
But don't go there as your first con.
Yeah. Try some other stuff first. Check it out. You get a vibe and then go to Dragon Con because it is exhausting.
Yes. It will blow your mind. And if you go there as your first ever con, everything else from there is just
that's
vanilla.
True. It is, man. It really is, dude. Like it really is. But yeah.
So man. No, I mean, it's 2024, you know, I always try and keep raising the bar, you know, doing more video work, you know, I got to push myself.
Yeah. I always focus a lot more.
Yeah. I always focus a lot on the photography side. And then, you know, after the fact, I forget, I'm like, dang, I should have got some video.
Right.
So like, I got to stay on myself to do more video work.
Yeah.
You know, we're in this realm now where video is everything. Video is killing it, you know, it short form vertical video,
Real.
You know, and got to force myself to do it, to adapt and, you know, raise that bar and get into video and learn the editing side of video.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole nother world, you know?
100%.
So that's always the top of the list too. And, you know, like I wanted to bring up the Pennywise shot real quick. It's a funny story is we were surrounded by people and this was that MegaCon Orlando.
Oh, no way.
Dude, we were on the con floor and this is at the end of the aisle and, surrounded by people are walking in front of me between us. I'm just waiting for a gap of between the people walking through so I can nail this shot. And it's just against a black curtain. And I just did my light up and just blasted them.
Dude.
But it was like the first MegaCon I went to. I think I shot this. Oh, so it was like one of my first years.
Dude. And it's still
super lucky.
Holds up, man. It holds up.
Nick and Lexi killed it.
Yeah.
I mean, they killed it.
Yeah.
And I was so stoked I was able to capture that shot.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's just, it's funny because you never think of like the surroundings of the photo. And there's a ton of people sitting there with like their camera phones out. They're snapping pictures. I'm trying to like adjust my lighting.
I thought that maybe you did this like, you know, in a studio or in a, you know, a house, like, you know, a closed location, if you will, with, you know, a backdrop or some sort of, you know, situation like that. To hear that it was at an actual convention with people roaming around and you pulled this off like this, like I said, it looks like a movie poster. It looks like it could be poster. You know what I mean? Phenomenal, dude. Phenomenal.
Thank you, bro.
I got to ask.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite shots.
Yeah, it's great, man. I got to ask, and since we're talking about it, Pinhead. What about the Pinhead one?
Where
was that?
Baby Geeks cosplay. Yeah. That was at MegaCon as well.
Nice.
That was in my booth, which I've got a black backdrop.
Right.
You know, because I learned that whole kind of technique at MegaCon with Pennywise, with Nick and Lexi there, to just throw that black backdrop up there. And then just with my lighting style, just really pull them out, like high contrast, a ton of light on that white makeup to just really make it pop.
Yeah.
And then I told her, I was like, well, it'd be kind of cool if we just get the cube to levitate a little bit. So just, you know, I'll do like a 3-2-1 and, you know, just toss it a little bit and give me that levitating look.
Yeah.
And the light just caught that one perfect.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you, bro.
It is just gorgeous, man. Well, we are going to get out of here, dude. It has been absolutely awesome having you here, man. Before we do, though, I want to give you the floor to say whatever it is that you want to say, plug whatever you want to plug, and just anything that's on your mind, man. The floor is yours.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. No, thank you for having me here. Truly honored to be here. Like you said earlier, man, it's a long time coming. We've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm stoked we were able to make it happen the same year that we met at Dragon Con.
You know?
It just worked out. It was awesome meeting you in person there.
Same, man.
Seeing you run around doing videography the whole time, just killing it.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, man.
I was so exhausted, bro.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, 2024 is going to be a wild year.
It is.
You know, going to always keep after it and keep crushing it. And if you return to Dragon Con, maybe I'll see you there again.
I'll be there.
Yeah. And awesome. Awesome. Yeah. You know, everyone going to Hallmat coming up. Stay safe. Mm-hmm. You know, safe travels, everybody. Have a great con. I won't be at that one, but I'll see you at MegaCon Orlando in February.
Yeah, so, are you doing bookings there, or are you just going and getting
people?
Okay, yeah.
Feel free. My bookings are opening soon. Right now, I have a giveaway going for a free shoot at MegaCon.
Nice.
So if you hit the link in my bio right now, I'm giving away a free session at MegaCon Orlando. Anytime that weekend, we can work out the day, you know, after the fact, whoever wins. Mm-hmm. But it's one free session to a random drawing winner. And hit the link in the bio and enter to win. If not, you know, my bookings will be dropping soon. So once that hits, I'll push that out in the Instagram stories and everything and let everyone know. But stoked for it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Once again, dude, thank you so much for being here, man. I'm so stoked that we could round the year out with this, man. Likewise, with everything that you said, I second it, man. It was great to meet you in person and see you work as well. Absolutely killing it. Those shots of Caleb, man. Those shots of Caleb as Daredevil. Those are some of my favorite that you took at Dragon Con, dude. I mean, Dragon Con.
The textures, man. The textures on the suit.
Leather Fashion Valley, dude. Leather Fashion Valley. Yeah, absolutely awesome, man. If you're not, please go follow Jeff Jenkins Photography on Instagram, spelled exactly how it sounds. Thank you, Jeff, so much. I really appreciate it, man. And to everybody tuning in right now for the last episode of 2023, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all those beautiful things that you do over on YouTube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button. And when you hit it, it goes, oh, and you get 100 sexy project points. It's been an entire year. And we still don't know another year, because it is not the first year that we've been doing this. And we still don't know what we're doing with those project points. They're kind of like Mario coins. You kind of just rack them up, get a high score. They're kind of like Sonic rings. You kind of just rack them up, and they keep you alive though a little bit. At least when you're playing Sonic, they keep you alive a little bit. If somebody wants to test that out, all those project points, however many you got racked up, do something. See if you still stay alive. Thank you for listening and watching on Spotify, as videos are available on Spotify as well. And following and rating and all those things that you do over there, I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHateChazzy. And everything else you need to find me on is on the screen right about now. And if you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's project with a K. For me, for Jeff Jenkins Photography, happy holidays, happy new year. After this episode, I'll see you January 1st, because that's when the new episode comes out. The first episode of the 2024 comes out, the special event episode. Like I said, for me and Jeff Jenkins Photography, thank you so much. We are out of here.